Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And now on Mind Food Radio, the joint creator of Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation. Now, Michael, you've been doing a lot of research on what Kim's been up to.
I have. It's a wonderful foundation, and I'd like to welcome to the show Kim Kelly. Hi, Kim.
Hi, and thank you very much for having me.
Oh, that's okay. Now, just tell our listeners exactly what the Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation is.
I mean, look, basically we are a charity that teaches people how to read. So we work in the most marginalised communities. We work nationally. 80% of the work we do is with Indigenous communities. We've been doing this since about 1999, so we're very well regarded. We work side by side with the government as well.
So the professionals that are working, you know, with the people out there in the community, where are they sourced from?
Well, within the community, we really like to engage Indigenous community members. Mm-hmm. So it could be somebody in the healthcare system or in childcare or teachers. We actually deliver VTAB accredited courses, which means it's actually gone through all ticking the boxes. People get certificates for participating in our coursework. It becomes sustainable then, because not only do we just fly in and we deliver the programs, they are actually given to the community. So people in the community are upskilled, and they also work with our programs and they deliver them as well.
Mm. So for listeners or readers of the magazine today listening to the show, how can they get involved in terms of the broader community?
Every year we have a Wall of Hands campaign. I think in Australia, you know, we've done so many fantastic things. We've said that we really do care about the Indigenous literacy gap. We really want to make a difference. And by supporting the Wall of Hands, you really are. 100% of the funds that come through the Wall of Hands go straight into community. And we're asking Australians put their hand up to say they care and also to make a donation.
We know, Kim, at the very beginning, when you start all these types of programs, they do have an effect on people. But for listeners today, what is the long-term effect of getting this right, and when can we start to see these types of changes coming through with people that have been through these programs?
Well, look, it does take a long time. Look, even in mainstream schools, teaching somebody how to read and write is not a tick-the-box quick thing to go through. Mm. And for most of these kids in remote communities, English could be their second or third language. Mm. They have lots of other issues as well. Otitis media is a significant issue. Mm. So it isn't a quick fix. It really isn't. But being able to read and write is a basic human right. And if you don't have these skills, you cannot perform in the community in the world we live in.
But where did we get it wrong? Because we're now starting to see in certain situations that, you know, people can't spell, they can't write. And, you know, this whole world of social media is playing a huge role in that too.
Well, I think, to be honest, for what we've been doing, I think you can't dictate what has to happen in these communities. You really have to ask them what they want. Mm. And that's what we did. We went into a lot of communities and said, look, this is what we do, how can we help? Mm. And one of the first things that came up in virtually every Indigenous community we worked in, they wanted to learn to read and write in their own language. We work bilingually in many communities, and being able to understand your own language in print makes a very significant impact in learning a foreign language, which is what English is to these Indigenous communities.
It's interesting, you never think about that as a language, do you?
No.
Isn't that interesting? So, you know, that's a great thing that they're learning to read their own language and write their own language.
Absolutely, absolutely. We actually won the awards for that through Ethical Investor. My wonderful business partner, Mary Ruth, invented a template where you can drop an Indigenous language and you can code it.
How cool.
And it's just been unbelievable. And I think if you actually make learning relevant, I mean, if people can't understand what you're saying, how can it be relevant? Mm. So I think we need to go into communities and have the respect to ask Indigenous people what they want and stop dictating what they need.
Very well put. Well, Kim, thank you very much for joining us on today's program, joint creator of the Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation. For more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com, but it's a great course. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me on your program.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.